It's MacAdam, Johnny. He wouldn't let me answer. And anybody we saw, he told them they mustn't put on the air. They'd seen us. I told him you would be worried. But he said, no, no. Radio silence, utterly and absolutely. I'm sorry, Johnny.
With careful patience, Johnny said,
begin at the beginning. Did you deliver the copies of the talk I had with the small gray men?
Stormalong sank down on an ammunition box. He verified they were out of sight and hearing of everyone.
I got there about dawn, and I went right to MacAdam's bedroom. And when he heard I was from you, he put the whole thing on a projector. Then he called the German and grabbed 6 bank guards and a whole basket load of galactic banknotes. And he told a girl in his office not to give out any information at all. And we got airborne. He just plain kidnapped me. We've been to every battleground looking for officers. He had a list of nationalities, and he wanted several of each. Johnny, those French bank guards are no help. I had to do all the flying and fighting. But I did get some rest every time we'd collect some officers.
Did you know both he and the German speak excellent Cyclo? I was surprised they'd been studying so hard.
They'd interrogate them, and I'd get a couple of hours of catnap. Then we'd load the prisoners aboard, all tied up. The bank guards could sit there with a gun on them. And off we'd go to another location.
What was he asking them?
Oh, I don't know. He didn't use torture. Sometimes he handed out a fistful of galactic banknotes. They talked.
Johnny looked out the bunker entrance at the plane. There were the bank guards, all right. They were dressed in gray uniforms. But they weren't pushing prisoners. They were unloading boxes. And some Chinese were bringing up some mine carts and rushing loads into the bowl.
I don't see any prisoners.
Oh, well, we came back to Luxembourg and picked up some boxes, and he got a couple more bank guards. Germans this time. And we flew down to the Victoria mine site. I got a pretty good rest there, because he spent so much time talking to the captives we already had there. Then we dumped our prisoners and came on, and here we are. And that's the whole thing.
It was a long way from the whole thing, Johnny thought. He told Stormalong to go get some food and rest and went out to find the banker.
Yes, bring all that.
MacAdam, short and stocky, his black beard flecked with gray, was pointing this way and that and rushing people along. He stopped abruptly when he saw Johnny and shook his hand vigorously. Then he turned and beckoned another man to come over.
I don't believe you ever met Baron von Roth,
said MacAdam,
the other member of the Earth Planetary Bank.
The German was a huge man, as tall as Johnny and heavier. He was bluff and hearty, red of face.
Ah, but I am pleased!
He bellowed and promptly gave Johnny a huge hug